Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We'll indeed inform Mr. Garfunkel that it is okay to come on in 20 minutes, and he'll join us at 7:20. I'm also going to ask him, apparently he walked across North America over a period of 14 years.
Oh, my. Really?
Wow.
That's dedication.
He walked?
Yes. And during the time that he walked across America, he got a colonic from a woman, and he wrote a poem about it.
Are you making this up?
Oh, no, I'm not making it up.
You're so making this up right now.
I can't wait for you to talk to him about this because
oh my God.
I've always wanted to go do that. I'm too embarrassed.
A colonic? Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
It's
super healthy for you.
I feel like if you got one, it would be like when the transatlantic oil, what do they call those things that the oil goes across the country in?
The pipeline?
The pipeline. I feel like if the pipe came off the transatlantic oil pipeline, that would be like you. That would be what happened when you got a colonic.
It would be like when they cut that shark open in Jaws and a license plate came out and an old boot and a hubcap.
Yes. All right. Well, anyway. Oh, and we got a big issue with, unfortunately, a big issue with Stow 5-0 today. So on my way out of here last night, I stayed on the air all day yesterday. I'm going to do the same thing. So I stayed on during Carrie's show, raising money for the food bank, and we played only songs that somebody had paid to hear. And then I stayed on during the Maddie and Nick show, and I got out of here at whatever, 7, went home. And tried to get the Stowe Independent newspaper. And apparently, due to the National Day of Observance, which was yesterday for George Bush Sr., the Stowe Independent was not delivered to the Russell's convenience store where I buy it because the post office was not working yesterday. Post office they had the day off for the National Day of Mourning.
I know how much you rely on the mail, Greg. I'm shocked you didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I don't know what we're going to do. We may have to do Stowe 5-0 tomorrow, which is fine. We got a good show tomorrow. News Smoke, Natasha Verma is going to be here tomorrow in the studio. She wants to make a request for The Rock for Change, and I can't wait to find out what Natasha likes to listen to musically. And we're going to get to LB's Greatest Moments of the Week at 7:50 tomorrow. And then at 8:15, we're going to have our Christmas Carol parody competition in which every member of the show has been ordered to create their own Christmas parody. They must write it. They must produce it. And it can be about anything, but I suspect that many of them are going to be about Lyndon Byers. All right, so that will be what is yours about yourself, or did you write it about Danielle?
No. I told you, I did good.
Okay,
I have great lyrics. I have a great song.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
Uh huh.
Have you produced?
I'm pretty proud of myself.
You haven't produced it yet.
No, I got to do it with the Kaisermeister.
Okay, all right.
Kaiser, make sure he doesn't vape while you're doing it.
You're going to do it with Kaisermeister, Kaiser?
Yeah, right.
Kaiser.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Here's somebody who says you don't have to remind us every 5 minutes that you're staying on the air for the next 2 days. Well, yeah, I'm a martyr. I'm trying to be a martyr here.
You're acting like a woman.
Play along a little bit.
You know, I did the laundry this week and the dishes, and I don't know if you noticed that I picked up after you and took the kids to gymnastics and
sometimes
soccer.
We have to remind you guys that we actually do contribute around the house.
That's you know, I went to work today.
Yeah. All right. It is 7:03 here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
He wasn't right in the hat.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. They are the hair doctors of yours truly, Rob Ninkovich, Wes Welker, and many, many, many other people. including women. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR if you're tired of having hair issues. My Bruins are in Tampa Bay tonight after getting spanked 5-0 in the first two down. South Florida was much better in the first tilt. Puck drops at 7:30 on Nesson. Celtics are at the Garden versus the Knicks tonight with the 7:30 tip-off as well. The Leprechauns are 6 back of the very good Toronto Raptors in the Atlantic as of this morning. Pats in Miami Sunday. Gronk, Brady limited in practice. No worries. They'll be in the tilt. And with the W in the W column, the fellas will win the AFC East again on Sunday. Thursday night football. Tennessee and Marietta have Jacksonville Jaguars at 8:20. Titans 6-6. Jags 4-8. Also tonight, Division I College Pigskin Awards go off down south in Atlanta. I think it's around 8 o'clock. College Hoops, number one, Gonzaga, had Washington again, 81-79, and a tight one. Number three, Duke beat Hartford, 84-54. All top 25s won last night. Google it. Tonight, number 19, Iowa hosts rival Iowa State. Number 23, Maryland has the Purdue Boilermakers. You go, Maddie Light. World Cup of Curling tonight at 8:30. U.S. versus Canada on NBCSN. Must-watch TV. And the Wrangler Rodeo National Finals are at 10 tonight on CBCSN. Obviously, there's not a lot going on. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Wow, that may have been the most lucid and quickest Sports Minute in the past 20 years. That was extraordinary. It actually might have been a minute. That was fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Now, let me address this text message, which says, you know that you can just look up Sto5o online. We can't.
No.
We tried.
It's like a week or two behind.
Yeah, they're behind over there at the Sto Independent.
Then there's no incentive to get the paper.
Right,
if you want to keep
up with
the up-to-date police information and fire info, if you don't get a scanner, you need the paper.
Right. They're still physically moving papers over there.
Right.
You don't want to sell yourself out. Yeah.
They haven't bought in. They're waiting to see if the online presence is going to work at the Sto Independent. They're not sure that
we're not convinced that this internet thing is here to stay.
They're waiting on that. All right, let's get to some news. And the news this first hour or second hour, it is 7:06, is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. So, of course, yesterday was the first of two funerals for the late President George Herbert Walker Bush. He's being remembered as a great family man and a devoted public servant. His funeral was held at Washington's National Cathedral yesterday. And former President George W. Bush, son of Bush Sr., gave a tearful eulogy for his dad.
We cannot hope only to leave our children a bigger car, a bigger bank account. We must hope to give them a sense of what it means to be a loyal friend, a loving parent, a citizen who leaves his home, his neighborhood, and town better than he found it. What do we want the men and women who work with us to say when we are no longer there? That we were more driven to succeed than anyone around us? Or that we stopped to ask if a sick child had gotten better and stayed a moment there to trade a word of friendship? Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
So emotional. I gotta tell you, I could barely get through. I did the eulogy for my dad, the late Barry Hill, and I was bawling my eyes out. I could barely get through it.
You did a good job.
He did a great job.
No, you did.
I did. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is a reminder that Danielle went to my father's funeral. Lyndon couldn't make it.
I was the only one that came from the show of the people
that were on it at the time.
I didn't even go to my dad's funeral.
But
that was because of immigration problems.
It's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, no, and that's tough.
I was Carrie and I were watching that while we were doing the show yesterday, and he was very, very, I thought he did a great job, and he was very emotional. So a little bit odd that the Clintons and the Trumps would not acknowledge each other yesterday when they were seated right near each other.
That was the most awkward lineup I think I've seen in a long time.
Well, for the first time ever, Michelle Obama shook the hand of the president, of Trump.
Yeah.
And then she went immediately and got the hand sanitizer.
I think she got
and wiped her hands off. But they finally shook hands. She had said that she never would, I guess, because of the birther thing. But Hillary never looked at the president or his wife.
Who cares?
And Bill barely.
I'm so tired.
Bill barely looked. Well, I'm sure.
Politics.
You're wrong, Greg. I was staring at Melania the whole time.
Exactly.
Oh, awkward.
I had the mirror on my shoes so I could see what she was wearing under her dress. It was very emotional yesterday, what do you make of the somewhat miserable journalist who has made Sully the dog a big
Ruth Graham?
Yes,
a
big controversy.
Wrote
this whole thing about how Sully the dog was only 41's dog for 6 months.
Yeah.
So the fact that the dog was lying in front of the casket was not as sentimental as we all thought it was.
It was just a photo op.
It was just
When this whole thing, so she wrote a piece on Slate, and when I saw this the other day, I read it, and I composed and subsequently deleted about 15 different tweets to her, because she's based out of New Hampshire, I think. Just like, basically, I wanted to be like, let people have the moment. Like, we get it, because that's a me move. Like, let me point out the little particular thing that's going to ruin it for everybody. Don't do it. Like, let us have our little moment with the nice photo with the dog, with all the crap that's going on in the world. You don't need to be like, well, FYI.
It wasn't
his lifelong best
friend. Yeah. It was only his dog for 6 months.
Who doesn't fall in love with their dog in a week?
And the dogs fall in love with you.
Right. In a week,
A dog can meet you. We have the Monday's Mutts in here, and they're lovable, and they're jumping up on you.
That's because we have food on our
hands. That's what dogs are.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
But just to ruin it and sully, no pun intended, sully it for people, it was just like, stop.
Yeah.
We get it. Okay,
it's
great.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. More news coming up, and then Art Garfunkel, one half of the most prolific top 40 songwriting singing duo in the history of duos, will join us during the Rock for Change. This year's Rock for Change is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union and by Midstate Auto Group, and by Glamo Market, and by Garage Doors Plus.
Nice.
And yesterday, when I got out of here at about 7 p.m., you had donated $27,592, and this is day number two. So I hope that you've thought about a song that you want to hear that you would not normally hear at WAAF. We will be willing to play it as long as you are willing to pay for it. And you can make the phones ring right now. The number to call to get your request in is 617-779-3455. That's 617-779-3455. We have to line up 9 hours of music. So starting at 10, we have to have songs to play. And every single song that you hear today is one that someone has donated to the food banks to hear. So get creative. We had some great stuff yesterday. We heard some Trans-Siberian Orchestra yesterday.
Nice.
And we heard some good country music yesterday. And Mike Hsu got to pick a Metallica song yesterday.
Yes.
What did you pick?
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Blackened.
Yes, yes.
Our man Justice for All.
And earlier this morning, a very generous listener heard our discussion about Art Garfunkel coming on the show, and he is going to join us in just a few moments. And LB said that I am a rock, I am Rhode Island, is his favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. And a listener donated $500 so that we can hear that. So nice. We'll hear that during the 10 o'clock hour today.
The hardest part of yesterday was MacArthur Park.
Oh, the original, not the Donna Summer version.
No,
I
was listening and I said, "What is this? Sounds like MacArthur Park." And then,
it was the great Richard Harris, Richard Harris.
He was great. Yes, that was tough. I hope we got a lot of money for that.
As musicologists, you too, you just must love this.
Well, the thing I love is that people either remind me of songs that I haven't heard in 10 years, or introduce new artists and new songs that we've all haven't heard. And so that's what I love about this. Danielle, big news. The Rose Savage is on the Framingham Ford studio line this
morning. Oh, excellent.
I don't know what's going on with you two. He doesn't send the roses anymore. And
maybe we can funnel the Rose Fund into some meals to feed the hungry.
Could you give it up once for the guy?
Rose Savage, what's going on?
Yeah, Greg, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing very good. I'd like a couple songs. I'd want to know if you can play for me.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to negotiate on the price, but
okay.
What are the songs that you want?
How about Pamela by Toto?
Ooh. Oh, nice.
I didn't. I went to the Toto concert a couple weeks ago, and they didn't play that song. So
did you? Were you following Danielle because she was probably there?
No, I wasn't following.
No, he's not creepy like that.
I would. What do you think on a price on Pamela? I don't know the song, Danielle. Is it a good song?
It's a great song. Very upbeat. You do appreciate a well-crafted pop tune.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to go $250 for that.
Okay, and then how about Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up?
Hmm. Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that code?
This is
are we going to Rickroll together, Chris?
Boy.
This is a strong. This is a strong move right here, and I like it.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
So you want "Never Gonna Give You Up"? Dedicated to Danielle. Long distance dedication. "Never Gonna Give You Up." I probably got to go for two. I mean, are you good for $500, Rose Savage?
I'll be honest with you. I donated $400 out, but if you want, I'll go.
No. I'm talking total $250 for each. Or what do you want to? What you tell me? What you want to give? You already gave $400.
We can. The Rock the Change is going on for another day. So I mean, I can call up every day. I can call up every hour. It doesn't
really matter. You're the man.
Call them and tell them
we can break records here.
call that number. Call 617-779-3455. And tell them you want those two songs, and we'll get those on.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, kid. You're the best.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks. Thank you. And for those who don't know, for a good week or so, Rose Savage sent dozens of roses to the studio every day for our lovely newswoman because he was trying to woo her.
It was every week for like 5 weeks.
Okay, every week.
Yeah,
for
4
weeks.
Dozen.
Yeah,
roses.
Like gorgeous.
Yeah, the ones that don't die the next day that they actually they're alive for like 2 weeks.
The ones when the florist tells you how much they cost, you're like, oh, let's see if we can find some chrysanthemums. Yeah, they were gorgeous. So thank you. And she never gave in.
She's a tough nut to crack over there.
Yeah, you know what gets me? Food, guy. Food, you want to get to me? Feed me. Jeez.
All right. Now, we're waiting for Art Garfunkel. He is about to come to the phone. He's at his home.
Yes.
I just want to warn everybody.
We're waiting on him.
Art is a bit of an eccentric guy. Now, listen. Huge. Simon and Garfunkel, gigantic.
Changed the world. Imagine.
Absolutely. Art is a bit of an eccentric guy. Doesn't necessarily love talking about Paul Simon, I don't think, but we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that earlier that he has every book that he has read in his life displayed in his library in the order that he read them.
That's amazing.
LB has the same thing in his bathroom. 3 books that he read in his life displayed in order. He's going to join us. He said that if we got $500, then he would come on and we could play a Simon and Garfunkel song. The guy who donated... who is Jonathan from Framingham, excuse me, Jonathan from Framingham gave $500 to have Art Garfunkel on, and he said, Jonathan Cooper, I hope it's okay I mentioned his last name, and he said that Art can pick whatever Simon and Garfunkel song he wants. Okay.
Perfect.
So I'm going to bring that up gingerly when Art joins us.
We don't want dial tone, guys.
In just a moment or two. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic, 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8. After Hillmail at 8:10, we'll get to Chinners in the News today. And believe it or not, you are about to be able to take a pill which will allow you to enjoy second, third, and fourth lunch without gaining a single pound.
I'm listening.
Big news today. All giant right. news.
Big news.
Which we'll get to at about 8:10 or so this morning. Okay. I think he's ready. Mr. Garfunkel, are you there?
I'm here with my life's experience.
Wow. I got to tell you something. We are in the presence of greatness.
I have a respectable artistic body of work. I, too, have respect for my life's work.
I read something interesting about you. I think you and I have something in common, which is that we're both readers. And I had read that you have every book that you have read on the walls in the order that you have read them. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Because, well, why not? Yeah. When you finish the book, instead of chucking it, you put it on your shelf and you write down the name of the author, the publishing date, the number of pages, and you move on. And I keep reading about 2 a month, year after year, and never stop. So there they all are in my bookshelves.
Have you gone to the reading machine, or do you still like to read the book?
The latter. I love the tactile books. I like holding them. I like a book. I don't do reading machines. I'm a real stick in the mud about old-fashioned things. I don't think the world is getting better.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're losing stuff.
Hmm. What do you mean?
What do I mean? There's an adulteration rather than progress in so many fields. Mike Bloomberg is my neighbor. He passed me in the restaurant. One of the things he says, do you believe the world's getting better or worse? I say worse, I think. I'm a cynic.
Yeah.
He said, don't you see how much is going on? And if your grandpa is going to have an operation, you don't like that anesthesia now exists? You think the world was better when he had to take the pain? So, yes, many things in the modern world are progress. But so much is a case of can the seller sell it at the same price and get away with offering a cheaper version? That's adulteration.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Well, I do think that people, human contact, which is a lot of what, you know, when you think about your great body of work, a lot of what you write about, whether it's solo or Simon and Garfunkel, is, you know, human contact. And I think people eventually are not going to know how to go about that.
I always said to my wife, never underestimate the enormous quantity of human shyness. It's a weird word. To be shy, to be reticent, to pull back from others, because it takes a touch of bravery to get close, to speak together, takes a touch of bravery. To be shy is so natural. Never underestimate how much we, the people, we want to be shy and then shyer than shy. So this pulling back is the nature of timid human beings. Along comes these devices that allow us to put our nose into the palm of our hand. It's perfect for what people want. But we lose togetherness. We lose each other.
When it comes to reading, do you ever read rock biographies, rock artist biographies and things?
I read Bob Dylan's Chronicles 1. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
The biggest hit of them all is Keith Richards, probably. Yeah. I didn't read that. I should. It's my kind of book.
Let me tell you something, Art. I read it, It could have been maybe 300 pages less. And I've read a lot about the Rolling Stones. I have a feeling Keith is trying to revise history. That's just my pure speculation on my part.
Interesting. I find that so interesting. Well, so historians who have a reputable, if they have respect for their accuracy, are terribly important. You can't just have somebody winging it. This is Wikipedia. This is the modern age we live in. People winging it. I don't want to know what somebody said. I want to know what's the truth.
Yeah. Our guest is Art Garfunkel. And when we have legendary guests like yourself on, I always like to ask, you know, Mike Shue brought up the Rolling Stones. Is there a band that you remember opening up or an artist that you remember opening up for Simon and Garfunkel who went on to be very successful?
He played Forest Hills and Jim Morrison. They opened for us.
Wow.
That was a memorable night.
Yeah.
Wow.
What year would you guess that was?
68, 69.
68 or 69.
Was that the first time you'd seen the Doors?
Did I see them in San Francisco? I feel like I saw them in San Francisco. They were very dominant in the time. The flavor of their records was full of flavor. This is what we loved. Light My Fire, what a great rock and roll record. Full of flavor. It almost captures the spirit of the latter half of the 60s, Light My Fire. That was a very important rock and roll event. They opened for us. We were the bigger act. The Mamas and Papas opened for us.
Did you guys model yourselves after anybody? Because when you look at duos, you know, you ended up probably being the most successful songwriting duo other than Lennon and McCartney, maybe arguably. But did you guys model yourselves after anybody, or were you true?
Not really. When I think of our stage act, what we were so simple. We didn't really have a stage act. We weren't like anybody. We were the absence of answering those kind of questions. If you jump back a decade earlier, we were model. We definitely would say it was the Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, that captured us. We wanted to sound like them and be like them. So that was the model in our teenage years.
And I think I read you guys met when you were 11.
Do people know that? Simon and Garfunkel began to be friends at age 11. That's remarkable. I think that's worth stopping and looking at. They like to pick fun at all of our so-called troubles, but why don't they just stop right there? You know each other from 11?
Yeah,
and awesome. 12 and 13, you were friends? Yeah. Oh, well, that's deep. And we were musical, and we were learning how to perfect our blend at this very young age.
Well, I think the thing is that people, I love your music, and I think people look at you in that case kind of like friends, and they want to think that there's never any trouble, but there's always issues in relationships, especially ones that go that long, Art.
Well, the trouble is the fun, you know. Along comes Donald Trump. The extreme trouble is the extreme fun. Come on. That's media. That's the world. We feed on each other when we turn on our TVs or open the newspapers. We want the negative more than we want the positive. Shame on us. How terrible to be human. What can you say? You know, I'm mocking human nature now, clearly. But, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. It's more fun to look at the warts than to look at the saintly stuff.
We're in the middle of our annual fundraiser for the Greater Boston, Worcester County, and New Hampshire food banks, and it's called The Rock for Change.
Yes.
And we play any song as long as someone is willing to pay for it with a donation. And so I mentioned this early this morning, and we have a listener who is willing to give $500 to the food banks, but they want you to request the Simon and Garfunkel song that we play. So I'm gonna throw that out there to you, and you have a giant catalog.
Play Old Friends.
What is it?
Old Friends.
Old Friends.
Oh, okay. Sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes. Play that one.
All right, that was
awesome.
This is amazing. Wow. So Art Garfunkel singing on the show this morning.
Wow.
What can can I say? I walk in the middle of this stuff all through my life. Thank you, gentlemen. You put a big pedestal under me.
Hey, a texter wants me to ask you what your favorite song is that that you have done or that Simon and Garfunkel did.
Well, it's almost the same question. It's almost the same thing we just did.
Yeah, that's your favorite one.
I'm very proud of Bridge Over Troubled Water because I think of myself as a singer, but I also think of myself as a record maker. I'm the guy in this behind the glass, putting the sounds together along with Paul and Roy Halley. So as a producer, I love that Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's more than a song. It's a hell of a record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me cry.
Mm.
It does.
It really affects people. I think how many people, I think of girls with their earphones after midnight on the couch feeling blue, and they're listening, and they've got the sound loud, and I'm making an intimate connection with my singing and my great attempt to be sincere. And if it dries the tears, if it makes for feeling a little better, I love that I'm part of that.
Now, you're going to be at the City Winery performing live, and tell us a little bit about this, when we see you live these days.
I do a show that's, I'm not sure if we'll do an intermission show or not. I bring my book, my autobiography, into the show, and I dare to read these 30-second, one-minute little prose poem bits, these little pieces, examinations of my life, life itself, rock and roll, Paul Simon, my history. Well, you know, you can see from the interview, I'm philosophical, I have the curious mind, and my book, I'll pull out six or seven of these pieces and be short and sweet. Nobody likes poetry. It's a dangerous word. But these are prose poem bits, and I weave them between the songs, which are half Simon and Garfunkel and half my own career. If you're a singer, you can do anything. I do Randy Newman in my show that I've never recorded because he's so good.
You play All I Know?
That has to be in the show. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
I do it, but I do it with the piano player. He does a large part of it.
And do you tell the colonic story?
No. What is the colonic story again?
Yes, Greg, tell us.
What I read about you is that it took you 14 years, but you walked across North America. Is that correct?
Something like that. I walked across North America in about 10 years.
And I read about you getting a random colonic from a woman in Queens, I believe, was what I had read.
Is that
true or not?
I don't know.
I can't admit that.
Well, we'll leave that to be decided by history.
I like the Bridge Over Troubled Water part of the interview better. Some really strong, fine things. I'm very proud of myself as an achiever.
Yeah.
But I see your interests.
Well, listen, what we're interested in is that it has been an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And you're an American treasure, so I thank you. And you've helped us raise $500.
Good.
With your song request. So we're gonna do that, and we'll see you when you come to town here in Boston.
Good. I look forward to it.
Wow. What an interesting guy. You should see the text machine.
Oh, that's fascinating. He is an interesting dude.
Well, fascinating, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Deep.
This texter
philosophical.
Says, this texter says, I love hearing intelligent people just talk at free random about things. And he's, I mean, you know, you might call him, would you call him eccentric? That's what you call wealthy people who are. But he's very smart.
Yeah.
I don't think he's eccentric. I think, I'll just say this. I went to private high school in Wilcox, Saskatchewan, in a town with 100 people, and my English teacher used his thinking, philosophy, songwriting, everything that they were about.
To teach English.
And to make me a better person.
Yeah.
So just knowing that you touched some kid from BF Saskatchewan, just imagine how much he's touched the world. He's not eccentric. He's changed the world.
I'd say he's eccentric for the life he's lived.
Yes.
He started a very young age in entertainment, so he's lived a very different life.
A texter says maybe the greatest interview ever on the show.
Believable.
Yes, very interesting guy.
I would like to have him and William Shatner on at the same time.
Well, he reminds me a little bit. Remember when we had Malkovich in the studio?
Oh, my God, yes.
He reminds me of Malkovich.
He's very much.
Pay that man his money. But, yes, very, very interesting. I mean, what a great interview. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to play. I don't even know. I know a lot of Simon and Garfunkel, but I don't even know the song that he requested. Mm. And
He sang it.
So we'll do that at 10. When we get underway with the music portion of the Rock for Change, that is Art Garfunkel. Real quick, Jack has a comment. Yes, Jack.
First of all, that was unbelievable. Thank you for having that and sharing that with us.
Yeah, he was awesome.
You can have Danielle check this, but Bridge Over Troubled Waters beat out Let It Be in 1971 for the number one song.
It did? Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. All right. Well, and we're going to get the LB song, too, I Am a Rock. Somebody paid $500 for LB to hear I Am a Rock, I Am Rhode Island. Coming up on day number two of the Rock for Change. It's day two of the Rock for Change, and it is 7:53, and the Rock for Change is our annual fundraiser for three different food banks, the Greater Boston Food Bank and the Worcester County Food Bank and the New Hampshire Food Bank. And so far, at the end of last night, when I left here at 7, you guys had donated $27,592, which is great.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Good start. Good
However,
start.
We got to have a huge day today. I'll be on with Carrie and on with our afternoon show, Maddie and Nick. And the same with tomorrow, as we totally throw the normal radio programming out the window.
Yeah, you do.
And we are willing to play any song in the history of recorded music as long as you are willing to pay for it with a donation to the food banks. So you can call 617-779-3455. That's 617-779-3455. Now, may I just address several text messages that came in and are coming in, not only during the break, but now with regard to Art Garfunkel, who is one half of Simon and Garfunkel, who just joined us on the show.
Yes.
Right.
This 617 texter says, his request of Old Friends is a public/secret olive branch to Paul Simon, and that during the interview, he offered up several subtle olive branches to Paul Simon, who he recently said he hated.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Do you feel like he said
he was going to talk about him in his show. Mm. He acknowledged him when he said one of his proudest musical moments was, now I can't remember the song.
The one he requested?
The one he said.
Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Right.
Yeah, Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
And he you know, mentioned Paul in that, saying that, you know, there was... And then the Friends thing since 11.
Yeah.
He was pretty positive about that.
Yeah.
You know? And your question about them not getting along, you know, that whole thing, well, it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And that's very, you know, that's very true. That was a good question. But the way he answered that was like, well, it's not because I hate him. It's just, you know, you don't want to make it, you don't want to be fake about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Art Garfunkel just on the show. The Rock for Change is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union and the Mid-State Auto Group and Galemo's Market and Garage Doors Plus. And it is 7:56 and time for this.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right, with the help of Danielle, every once in a while on this show, as a public service, we are able to go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a man, you may text your question right now. If you are confused, by the way, the brain of a woman in your life works, text your question right now to 97107. That's the text line. And Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. Here's a 978 text to start. Been dating a girl for 3 months. I really like her. However, based on things I have heard on the show over the last few weeks, I am concerned about what to get her for Christmas. Can you please go over the things that one should not get for somebody that they just started dating.
Lingerie, any type of clothing, makeup, jewelry.
Can you explain the lingerie thing? Like, what? Why is that an issue?
For three months, according to LB, you're not even in a relationship for the next 3 years.
Thank you.
That aside, it's an aggressive move, okay. Especially if your sex life hasn't quite gotten there yet. It's kind of like, oh, so is this really all you think of me, that you bought me lingerie that's not even anything that I would possibly wear? I didn't even know Fredericks of Hollywood was still open.
Okay, so lingerie, no-go.
No-go.
You said makeup, no-go?
Makeup, clothing, jewelry, anything that reflects personal style of which you likely don't know too much about yet, I would stay away from that. Concert tickets, sports tickets, nice dinner. Gift certificate to a place that you know she likes to go.
What's her favorite
spa
restaurant?
Treatment, massage. Yeah. Stuff like that is usually pretty fail-safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Elizabeth Grady.
1-800-FACIALS.
You can't lose.
Exactly.
And we've learned in the past that the workout gear is a complete no-no.
You don't know. Because, again, with women's clothing, it's all sized so differently. So I could go to one store and be a size 2 and another store and be a size 14. It's like, how is this disparity even in existence? Men, you're like, yeah, I'm a 34, 36. You put the jeans on, they fit. It's like, what the, what?
Let's see. Here's a 781 text. My girl and I have been dating for 6 months. We have the best time ever when we are together.
Mm.
But the second we are apart, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we fight so much when we are not together?
It could be for a number of different reasons. I've been through that before where I've had a relationship struggle that, like, the more time we spent apart, the worse it got. And once we were around each other in this physical world, everything was fine. It's like, why does this happen? I think it's 6 months. It's still early.